From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Florida, fallout from the housing collapse continues to reverberate through even seemingly unrelated parts of the economy. In the last few years, landowners have given up on more than 100,000 acres of citrus groves. Florida is a national leader in orange and grapefruit production, and NPR's Greg Allen reports that the abandoned groves have become a threat to producers of the state's signature crop.
Indian River on Florida's Atlantic coast is known for its world-class grapefruit, oranges, and tangelos. If you've ever received a fruit basket from the Sunshine State, it likely came from here. This time of year, many trees are still heavy with fruit. There are also many groves that aren't doing so well.
This is a grove in Vero Beach. It's a commercial grove, 140 acres. You can see there's still little bits and pieces of fruit in the trees, but for the most part, this grove is dead.
Phil Strazula knows Indian River citrus. He grew up in the industry, but now is mostly in the real estate business, buying and selling agricultural acreage in the heart of Florida's citrus belt. He's behind the wheel in his pickup, showing me one of Indian River's many abandoned groves. Strazula's concern is not for the abandoned grove, but for a healthy and productive grapefruit and tangelo producer just next door.
This is a commercial grove still, but it's starting to decline. You'll start seeing a few missing tree spaces. You'll start seeing trees that are going down. And this is a direct result of the disease pressure from that dead grove across the ditch.
Some blocks of trees are almost dead. Some have already been pulled up. Other rows still appear healthy. Strazula pulls his pickup over close to a tree and pulls off a piece of fruit that's nearly as large as a softball.
This is a honeybell orange. This is probably one of the best eating, best marketing oranges, highest dollar volume, highest return to a grower. So losing this block for this grower will be painful.
Citrus growers have always had to fight disease, but in recent years here in Florida, it seems that disease is getting the upper hand. Most recently, two, canker and citrus greening, have been very difficult to control, requiring more care and nearly constant spraying for pests. Those diseases help push many producers out of citrus. But Christine Kelly Bagazzo says there's another compelling factor: falling land prices. She's an agriculture extension agent with the University of Florida in Indian River County. Kelly Bagazzo says during the housing boom, speculators paid top dollar for citrus groves.
Now, if you bought acreage at that time, speculating that you were going to be able to make some money off of agriculture or development or whatever, and then the development boom busted, there's no incentive now. And that acreage is actually costing you money now. So they've abandoned the groves, but they're not building on them either.
How beautiful.
Yeah.
These are flame grapefruit. Look at a beautiful color.
That is.
Bob Adair is a citrus researcher. We're in the middle of his small grove in Vero Beach doing some tasting.
Now this is going to be a little bit acid. Juicy, huh?
Yeah.
Got juice in the microphone.
Adair is working with USDA and the University of Florida looking for better ways to control the ever-growing list of citrus diseases. At the top currently is greening disease. It's spread by a tiny insect called a psyllid. Adair says in his grove it's infected nearly a third of all his trees. On a tangelo tree, he lifts a branch that's beginning to show the effects.
This is the feeding damage caused by the psyllid. We call those notched leaves. The other symptoms that you see here are these very, very small leaves.
Even with treatment, this tree's days are numbered. It's a big problem even for careful and proactive growers like Adair. Fungus and insects from infected trees quickly migrate to healthy groves nearby. And the growing number of abandoned groves makes the problem harder to control. Citrus producers in Indian River have begun a program to bulldoze and burn trees in abandoned groves. But it's costly and depends on the cooperation of sometimes absentee owners. It's the latest of many challenges for an industry that's long grown one of Florida's most lucrative crops. Adair says the last 3 decades have presented citrus growers with one new disease after another. The reason, he says, is globalization.
What we did was we very efficiently took citrus from another hemisphere, brought it into the United States, into Florida, and grew it as an exotic species. We took it away from its natural enemies. And what we're seeing right now is all the natural enemies of citrus have found it here in Florida.
Adair says he believes given enough time and research, the industry will find a way to effectively control greening and canker. He estimates, though, that may take up to a decade, and many in the industry may not be able to wait that long. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.